This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 2nd September 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is quite pleasant today. Jerusalem enjoys sunny skies, while Tel Aviv sees mild temperatures with a gentle breeze. In Haifa, it's a perfect day to be outdoors. Eilut, in the south, remains warm and inviting as always. Here are today's headlines. First, informed sources report that an IRGC commander thought dead in an Israeli strike is planning sabotage in Asia. This comes from a Jerusalem Post report from earlier today. Also, Prime Minister Netanyahu has contradicted his wife, dismissing claims of betrayal on October 7th. Walla reported this in the past hour. Also this hour, Foreign Minister Sa'ar has threatened retaliation if the UK imposes sanctions on West Bank settlements. Times of Israel covered this story earlier today. Separately, Spain's Prime Minister blamed Israel and Russia for disinformation during the Ceuta border crisis. This comes from JT's reporting from earlier today. And finally, Israel and Greece have finalized a $3.5 billion defense deal. Forward reported this news from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Aaron David Miller, a seasoned commentator, posted that a Wall Street Journal story highlights the arrogance of great powers, drawing parallels between the situations in Ukraine and other global conflicts. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, reported that Hakeem Jeffries condemned anti-Semitism by Hassan Piker, calling him out by name on CNN. Naftali Bennett, former prime minister, shared a statement in Hebrew that caught attention. His comments are raising discussions online. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IRGC commander. According to the Jerusalem Post, the commander, previously thought to be killed, is now reportedly leading Unit 4000. This unit is responsible for planning sabotage missions in Asia. This revelation could escalate tensions in the region, highlighting the ongoing conflict between Israel and Iran. Turning to the domestic front, Prime Minister Netanyahu addressed rumors of betrayal on October 7th, sparked by comments from his wife. Walla reports that Netanyahu firmly denied these allegations, aiming to quell any speculation. This statement comes as political tensions remain high within Israel. Meanwhile, on the diplomatic front, Foreign Minister Sa'ar has issued a warning to the UK regarding potential sanctions on West Bank settlements. As reported by Times of Israel, Sa'ar emphasized that Jerusalem would retaliate if such measures are imposed. This development could strain Israel-UK relations and further complicate international diplomacy. In a related development, Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez accused Israel and Russia of spreading disinformation during the Ceuta border crisis. JTA notes that Sanchez claims these actions stem from Spain's criticism of Israel's actions in Gaza and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This accusation could impact Spain's diplomatic stance in the region. And finally, on defense cooperation, Israel and Greece have solidified a $3.5 billion defense agreement. Forward reports that this deal provides Greece with a multi-layered anti-missile system. This collaboration strengthens regional defense ties and enhances security against shared threats. Turning to business and markets. First, the Bank of Israel has cut interest rates for the third consecutive time. CTEC reports that Governor Yaron suggests more easing might occur if the economic situation requires it, despite ongoing geopolitical uncertainties. Separately, a significant development in Ukraine. Ynet Business states that Russian strikes destroyed 4 million bottles of Ukrainian vodka, impacting one of Ukraine's largest distilleries. This adds to the economic strain in the region. And finally, travel is picking up at Ben Gurion Airport. According to Globes, after a chaotic August with 2.65 million passengers, the airport expects a busy holiday season. September could see similar numbers, indicating a rebound in travel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.